Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Monday, 13th of May, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Pain is likely to continue for domestic benchmark indices as they are expected to open lower today. Trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a negative start for the broader index with a fall of around 50 points. Last week, India's benchmark indices took a hit, ending in the red for 5 straight sessions. On Friday, the Nifty 50 slipped below the 22,000 mark and the BSE Sensex plunged over 1,000 points, both marking an over 1% intraday fall. The Sensex closed 1,062 points lower at 72,404 and the Nifty 50 was down 345 points at 21,958. With this fall, the Nifty also dropped below its 100-day moving average for the first time since November 12 due to concerns over PM Narendra Modi's expected smaller majority and election uncertainties, which has thus far pushed the benchmark down 3% from its record high. Analysts believe weak Q4 results and rising crude prices also add to the downward pressure. The Nifty 50 has formed a long bearish candle, which supports further weakness from the current levels. Going ahead, analysts believe that the short-term market texture remains weak, but due to temporary oversold conditions, we could see a technical pullback rally from the current levels. For traders now, they peg 22,000 to act as a key level to watch out. Above 22,000, they believe the market could bounce back till levels around 22,100 to 22,150. On the flip side, below 22,000, the weak sentiment is likely to continue and push the Nifty 50 towards levels around 21,850 to 21,800. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Eicher Motors will be in focus as the automaker reported an 18.2% on-year increase in its Q4 net profit to Rs. 1070 crore. The Royal Enfield maker's revenue jumped around 12% on-year to Rs. 4256 crores in the same period. The net profit as well as the revenue was largely in line with market estimates. Tata Motors will also be on the radar as the company reported strong growth in Q4. The company reported a sharp jump in its fourth quarter net profit to Rs. 17,407 crore, which was also aided by a tax credit of Rs. 8,159 crore. The Tata Group automaker posted a net profit of Rs. 5,400 crore in the year-ago quarter. Tata Motors' revenue for the January-March quarter also rose to Rs. 1.2 lakh crore, marking a more than 14% on-year growth from Rs. 1.05 lakh crore in the year-ago period. Now it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. US stock futures were little unchanged, with Wall Street awaiting fresh inflation data this week. Futures tied to the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100 hovered near the flat line. Those tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were also slightly lower after the 30-stock index registered its best week of the year. Markets in Asia were also mixed in early trade today. Investors also assessed China's stronger-than-expected April inflation data. China's Consumer Price Index climbed 0.3% year-on-year, beating Reuters' estimates of a 0.2% rise. The Producer Price Index, however, fell 2.5% on-year, more than the estimated 2.3% drop. Aside from that, Japan's Nikkei 225 opened 0.3% lower, while the broad-based Topix was down 0.5%. South Korea's Kospi, however, rose 0.3%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ was marginally down. Australia's S&P ASX 200 lost 0.2%. Futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also pointed towards a weaker open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Arvinder Singh Nanda of Master Capital Services, who will share his outlook for the market this week. Let's tune in.
Indian stocks witnessed a sharp correction after reaching records high. Investor sentiment turned cautious due to the upcoming elections and aggressive selling by foreign institutional investors. This selling pressure overshadowed a strong performance in global markets. The outlook for the market will be guided by the major global and domestic economic data, Indian WPI inflation and WPI manufacturing data, core CPI, initial jobless claims, core retail sales, Japan's GDP data, India's Q4 company results, and speech by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. The Nifty index has been trading within a broad range of 21,750 to 22,800 over the past few months, and it's currently approaching the lower end of this range, a critical support level at 21,750 for the short term, with a decisive break below the immediate support at 22,300 observed on Thursday. The Nifty is anticipated to experience further downwards movement in the short term. Given historical patterns, there is a likelihood of minor upward correction from this crucial support level in the coming trading sessions. The immediate resistance level is pegged at 22,250. The Bank Nifty recently started trading below its crucial 50-day EMA, signaling a bearish trend. The index is now targeting its next immediate support level at 47,200, and if breached, it could lead down to around 46,600. At present, the index encounters immediate resistance around 48,000 mark, where there is a notable aggressive call writing activity. A decisive breakthrough above this resistance level could prompt short covering actions, potentially driving the index higher towards the 48,800 mark.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Tuesday at the same time.